Sometimes it can be hard to see how God could possibly use the pain of our past for good. Yet over and over in the Bible, we see examples of God taking the darkest, most difficult situations in people's life and using them for His glory. Genesis 37:50 tells us the story of Joseph, whose brothers were so full of jealousy, hatred for him, that they sold him into slavery. As if that wasn't bad enough, the lies of his master's wife landed him in jail. Like many of us, he faced overwhelming feelings of betrayal, rejection, and abandonment. But God was at work. Eventually, because of his seemingly hopeless circumstances, Joseph became Pharaoh's second in command, with the power to save his family and all of Egypt from famine and death. Looking back, Joseph is able to acknowledge that God had left him, but was quietly coordinating a miracle all along. Like Joseph, we all experience pain and heartache. Some of us even suffer unspeakable tragedy or excusable abuse. However, sometimes stories like this give us hope that with God we can find purpose in our pain. Many a times our heart gives us the opportunity to positively impart this word in a way that no one else can. I've heard it say that only those who've lost a parent can really understand what that loss feels like. It's true, the loss of my dad still hurts today, but I can see now that it gives me the ability to speak into others' life and comfort them on the level that few others can. In my experience, our pain can actually lead us towards our purpose. Maybe because of your past, you are uniquely qualified to give someone hope for their marriage. Or maybe the challenges you're facing with your teen can help other families recognize the warning signs of self-harm. Maybe because of your struggles, you can help someone through infertility, addiction, or cancer diagnosis. Whatever your story is, there's beauty and power in choosing to be vulnerable enough to share testimonies with others. If you are currently living through a hard season, you may not be able to think about what God has for you in the future. That's okay. At this moment, you don't have to know how God will use your pain, but just know that He will. Let that give you hope to carry you through. God, thank you for promising me that you won't let all the hard things I've gone through in my life be for nothing. Thank you for promising to work all things for my good. Jesus, I give you all the dark, ugly, and imperfect pieces of my past and the trust that you will turn them into something beautiful. Bring me healing and show me how to use my past for your purposes. Fill me with hope and confidence. It is you, Jesus, I believe in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.